Hi, everybody. Welcome to another podcast here on Forsyth Sports 365. I'm Greg Golden, your host. Glad to have you with us today as we are, believe it or not, kicking off football season 2026. The 4th of July is behind us now, so yes, it is once again football season. There's only one way to go look at football season in this area, and that is through our friends at the Forsyth County News, who go out of their minds every 4th of July to prepare this beautiful edition of the 2026, in this case, football preview. And one guy that has joined us before in this program, he's a good friend and certainly has put in a lot of work. We're going to find out some of the behind-the-scenes stuff of the Forsyth County News 2026 football preview. Derek Richmond, one of the writers of the preview, one of the creators over there, and a sports reporter at FCN. Derek, welcome to the program.
Hey, first of all, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be on here and definitely love talking about sports. So it's something I definitely love about.
You've got a great handle on sports in this area. We were just talking, setting up here, and I said, let's roll, because I was asking some questions about your history with this thing. I guess this is like your fifth year. Is that what I said? But you said maybe one more.
Well, I joined the 2022 year, but when I joined, I didn't do the full sports year, obviously with fall, winter. I joined the 2020 season during the spring, and then I rolled throughout that, and then so you can basically say my fifth year in reality, or it's, well, yeah, you can say a fourth year. It's a little weird the way I explained it, but let's go with fourth year right now.
You want to use it by level of involvement?
Yeah.
Nobody's calling you the boss yet, right?
Well, in technicality, when I first started at FCN, I wasn't a full-time sports reporter. I was just a beat reporter.
Okay.
And obviously, when they would call me, like, hey, are you able to cover this game by chance? And I'm like, yeah, or there's something happened. I was like, I can say no, but now I can't really say no. But granted, I would have wanted to. But yeah, I did start in reality full time in 22, but I've been with FCN since 21 as a beat reporter.
Okay,
so you can say 4 and 5. Yeah.
Well, it took just a minute for those talents to show themselves. You know, you can't lay it all on the table first day, right? You got to hold a little back so that you can sprinkle some on as you go. Well, this is a great effort. You and your partner, Nick Sullivan, have worked together on this thing now for a couple of years in a row. Talk a little bit about the logistics going in. You got to start like right after Valentine's Day, it seems, to get all this stuff lined up so you can jump out here, you know, on the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. I will say more towards, it's the overlapping between winter sports and spring sports is the busiest time of the year. Obviously, spring sports has so many sports, and not only just so many sports, there's the dual sports of the boys and girls soccer, boys and girls tennis, boys and girls lacrosse, and so on and so on. So then in the midst of that, there is basketball playoffs in the midst of that. So I don't, it really depends when the basketball playoff really starts. So sometimes we're able to cut a little bit of the spring sports during a basketball season. But nonetheless, we mostly focus on that winter sport. So around that time, I would say around that time is pretty, it is pretty difficult to cover.
But hectic in a word, right? Yeah. You're one of those guys that passes yourself coming and going all the time, right?
Yeah.
Well, look, as you pull this together, then who said, is there a schedule? Do you just work together? Do you throw names, you know, in a hat and draw out the schools you're going to visit? How do you guys split up the responsibility of covering all these teams?
Mostly it's usually Nicholas that gets the final say so. But as far as scheduling, we kind of look on the anticipation of the Pacific game, right? So let's say, and also where it will be at. Let's say West Forsyth will be playing and someone's in Cartersville. We wouldn't go all the way to Cartersville. So we try to find the local game that's here. For example, if Central's playing against Alpharetta and West Forsyth's going against Cartersville, you'd rather choose Forsyth Central going against Alpharetta's because it's a closer radius and we wouldn't have to travel too long. And then we also look like about the hype around it. For example, that specific day where South Forsyth football had their spring game, there was two lacrosse championships happening that same day.
No way, so, really? Is that right?
Yeah, so it was happening the same day, boys and girls. We was fortunate to have a boys team, Lambert Longhorns, and the girls team. Two Forsyth County girls team, West Forsyth versus Lambert, and the girls lacrosse state championship. But we knew the big name around the county. What's going on? The big transfer, Kyle. So we obviously, if it's in our hometown, Nicholas will go cover the championship, and I will go, you know, have my eyes on the new big name we're having around Forsyth County, the new upcoming star.
I see how that works out. It's like on a case-by-case basis almost, right? You had to see Kyle, though. That was his big debut. Coach Thompson over at South Forsyth says he throws the best ball he's ever seen.
Yeah. So
okay, have you seen him throw enough to say maybe there's a chance or what?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of balls in my lifetime. I've seen a lot of balls throughout my lifetime. But I will tell you this. Well, when we covered meeting day, I never got to actually spoke to him in person. Like, I've been around him, but not per se, like, close to close. When I saw him on meeting day, he is one big sophomore quarterback. I will tell you that. He kind of a little bit reminds me of the graduate West Forsyth Wolverine, Maxwell Raven. Well, Maxwell Raven didn't have the size per se, if that makes sense. Well, they both had the height, but most definitely Kyle was.
He had the big shoulders and the football player look.
Yeah, most definitely. As a quarterback, it's pretty big. Honestly, I did see him throw some really precise balls when I did go over there to watch their one of their spring workouts. Actually, we just dropped a teaser for that yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. You're going to roll those out at the end of the month?
We dropped one of them. We dropped South Forsyth yesterday.
Did you? Oh my god! I'm on the app and everything. How did I miss that?
we dropped it around the noon. Not noon. I mean, around the evening. So what I've been doing lately is we do it every year. I will go to every school. I will film like a 30-second, like I would say, a hype video just to get parents and fans eager for the football season. And obviously, not only that, it kind of gives me a glimpse of what to expect from each team. And obviously, it's still, you know, it's still the beginning of the it's still the off season, so nothing's guaranteed yet, but it did kind of give me a little bit glimpse of what's in store. Obviously, everything can change, you know, by week three or week four, but obviously it gives me a chance to see how they work out, their what they do, or who's the eye to really watch for each team, and how the coaches do the practice. So, yeah, so we do that every year. So right now we're going to be rolling all of our clips. I do have some other schools to go to, but as far as we'll be dropping some videos for every school in Forsyth County. I know we want to be doing Covenant Christian, but we would do all schools in Forsyth County, even the private ones such as Pinecrest and Horizon Christian.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna go over, give you a chance to give us like one thought for every team. I don't want any spoilers out here. I don't want you giving us a bunch of details from the piece. Obviously, I want everybody to go read the Forsyth County News excellent coverage of this whole preview thing. But, you know, I want you to come through and for our discussion today, just give us maybe one idea. All right, we already heard about the dude at South Forsyth. This kid's coming from South Carolina, a much heralded sophomore quarterback. that's going to step in immediately for the War Eagles. But we're going to want to take a look at every team and give your same similar kind of thought for the rest of the teams out here. But one more thought on the on just the origination of the whole process here. Did you deal with the coaches, or do they all have their media executives that handled a lot of this stuff for you?
I deal with the coaches straight on. I have each one of those numbers. So mm-hmm. if I need something, I can just give them a tag.
It's a bunch of great guys. Yeah. I know all of them, and they're all true. Except the new guy at West. I'm not sure. I knew Coach Svela. Where did he end up, by the way? Where's Coach Svela now? Do you know?
He retired from the athletic program, but he still served as a teacher
at West. Okay.
Yeah.
He just got tired of coaching, huh? He had a listen. Did he put that schedule together for this year, or did somebody else? Because West Forsyth is setting them. So if they can win a couple of those games this year, they're going to be nationally ranked.
It was, I would say, maybe a few weeks after the offseason where he officially resigned. But the new coach, Jacob Nicholas, he set the new schedule. I got a chance to obviously talk to every coach during media day and whatnot. So Nicholas, he's been at the office coordinator for West Forsyth Wolverines for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Before that, he served as a head coach at Alpharetta. So this is
okay.
So it'd be another stunt of having the title role running the show at West Forsyth. Now, when I did talk to him during media day, you know, the biggest thing what kids were really telling me, like, this is kind of West Forsyth me through rebuilding years. Well, as if I was a player, I would take that as disrespect because, you know, there's not time to be rebuilt, especially in obviously when you think about rebuilding era or seasons, you really think more of the professional teams where they have kind of a little bit more better to rebuild. But as far as high school, I would hate for someone to say we're in a rebuilding era just because high school, you really come and go. Obviously, when you're NBA, so you can kind of keep the same team or maybe drop one, two guys. But this year, there's going to have people to leave and come in, new talent, freshmen, sophomores, obviously, just some transfers around the county or around the state, to be honest. But I did ask about the players and whatnot. So as far as to answer your question, as far as every single team, what I can see from them, mostly from people I've interviewed. So I'll probably go down the line of, let's go to Horizon Christian. I think that was the first team that I did at media day. Horizon Christian, obviously, for the fans that remember the 2020 season for Horizon Christian Warriors, that was their most successful football team today, led by Coach Taylor. They had put the ring on their finger. They won the state championship. And now they brought a new coach that was a part of that staff. He was a special teams coach at the time, Christian Underwood. So he'll be running the show at Horizon Christian. They did. Obviously, he definitely put his fingerprints already with that program. Obviously, when they came in, they definitely had some new uniforms, new colorway, a little bit. Not too much a different colorway, but most definitely uniforms. And obviously, when I ask these questions, I want to ask what people's thinking about. I had the first question I said, obviously Horizon Christian haven't quite lived up to the school's standards. Back to that season, it was not a good one. That's kind of leaving fans and players eager for a turnaround. And I asked them, how do you reset and refocus this Warriors football program to translate to wins? He basically said, we got to just put in the work. Obviously, when it's that off season, that is your time to put as much work as possible. Obviously, when you have the regular season, you can put work in, but every week is going to be different. Obviously, when you have to look at film, different schemes to make sure you score touchdowns, but all you need to really emphasize on the off season grind to make sure they're in a better position these past 2 years.
And the two things, I'm going to echo that. I'm going to say great points. All of those are terrific points in the preparation phase. And there's two things that people don't give enough credit to. One is vision. Work on your vision. Work on your keeping your head on a swivel and turn it so you can see that whole field, regardless of your position. keep your head where you can move, where you can see stuff, all right? And then you can react to it. And the other thing is footwork. I'm a big proponent of footwork. You just work on those footwork drills and apply them in each and every play, and you're going to be way ahead of the game.
Yeah, most definitely. He really emphasized on the offseason work. You know, just make sure that sometimes when you see people work out, I'll say, for example, on Instagram or on social media, you're kind of seeing them work out in certain things that wouldn't translate to the game, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll have this crazy workout where they're doing like 30 different things for one rep. But he emphasized a little bit more on the basic fundamentals, because that's how you got to do certain things, basic fundamentals. Like, is it all lines up to, is your basic fundamentals better than the guy next to you? Or not next to you, but right in front of you as your opponent. So he really emphasized on that. And then as we go on to Pinecrest Academy,
hold on real quick.
You're good.
Hold on, Derek. Let me just reintroduce real quick. It's Greg Golden with Forsyth Sports 365. Our buddy Derek Richmond with the Forsyth County News is sports department is our guest today. And we're just kind of running down the list of high schools. And maybe one thing that he noticed as they put together their preview edition here, the 2026 football preview at the FCN. Okay, Derek, go ahead. You were at Pinecrest.
Yeah, we're at Pinecrest. You know, Pinecrest is really the statement of this county as far as private schools. Just because they won championship. I think head coach Sean Corey has won two. He won one in 2020 and one in 2024. So he is not new to the success. You know, he has big guys. He has guys that break out. For me, honestly, when you look at Pinecrest Academy, when you go to private schools, you basically have a lot of your players playing different both ways, you know, offense and defense. He had the sophomore quarterback coming in. He played a little bit last year, but he was a freshman, so now he's coming as sophomore. And as far as they really have high hopes for him. It's just like Kyle from South Forsyth, they really have high hopes. He really been working on his mentality, and they say he's tough as nails over there. So it's really good. But last year, you know, Pinecrest, they averaged 30 points per game last year. And that's a big number. So obviously, players come and go. You have your quarterback coming in. In fact, one of the players that was there at Media Day, Parker Locke, he was a starting quarterback last year. But then he transformed to a new position. They kind of moved him around a lot. He, at one point, he was playing wide receiver. Then at another point, he was deflecting passes. You know, he played both ways, but now is this year he'll be playing wide receiver. So I asked coach, like, coach, how do you maintain the high level of intensity of this year? Or maybe surpass the 30 points per game? Cause that's a big number. And as a coach, he always goes back to, like, it's not just me. You know, it's obviously the assistant coaches is obviously most importantly the players. Because all you can do is sit on the sideline and just call the plays. But if the players can't execute it, it doesn't really matter.
Well, you can't waste a lot of time either. I mean, these games aren't that long. If you're going to put 30 points on a board, you got to be moving the football. You got to be scoring in 2.5 minutes. You know, your drives have to be 2.5, 3 minutes long. And you're getting the ball in the end zone, you know, if you're going to put up 30 a game. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot for Pinecrest Falcons. But I do envision them having another winning season. I can't recall when they had a bad season per se since I've been here. But I do expect them to at least match that level of intensity of putting 30 points per game. You know, there was one game where they scored all three level of the sport. They scored on offense, they scored on defense, they scored on special teams. So it's a collective group effort to put 30 points on the board.
Okay, who's left that's not in Region 7 in our county? East Forsyth, right? Let's touch base on East Forsyth real quick, and then we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about the Forsyth 6. Okay?
East Forsyth, honestly, I looked at them when I went over their film. I could not give you a real definition of what to expect from Easter Scythe. Not only because they did lose a lot, I don't say a lot, but a lot of production, just similar to Easter Scythe. They lost a lot of production. But as far as Easter Scythe, I think the main thing about Easter Scythe is consistency. Well, as far as, except from the first season, they've been on the high road. They've been a winning program ever since then. Ever since that first season. Obviously, when you had your first season in school, you know, you're still trying to find an identity. You know, you have a couple seniors. Everything's still brand new and whatnot. But after that, yeah, they've been on a high roll of succeeding. Like, winning seasons, making the playoffs. But one thing I was looking at Coach schedule, like, Coach, you're not playing me for side county teams? Like, dude, no one wants to schedule us. no one wants to schedule us. I know last year, the first game of the season was for side central, and it was a thriller. Like, that game where we had to start at 9:30, just because of the thunderstorms.
Yeah, yeah, I remember all that.
Yeah, weather delay. That game turned into a thriller. Like, I'm telling you, their first series for Side Central, pick six. And then I think the score was, 15-13 at the end of the day. Like, it all came down to for Side Central, fourth down conversion. But yeah, that was a thriller. So the only Forsyth team they're playing, obviously you should know this, in their scrimmage, it's South Forsyth.
Yeah, that's right. We got them right off the bat. East Forsyth. I'm not sure where that is. Is that over there or is it at South this year?
East Forsyth is more towards Gainesville. Like, they're
are they hosting that scrimmage this year? Do you know? I'll have to look it up. I'm not sure where it is. I should be all over it, but we'll figure it out. We'll let everybody know.
Yeah.
It's not till August,
Yeah, most definitely. So I say the main thing about them, East Forsyth, is keeping the consistency of winning.
They got a great facility and a great staff over there. So, yeah, we'll find out all about them early in August when they scrimmage South Forsyth in the opener. For both teams. All right, hang on. Derek Richmond's with us, the Forsyth County News sports reporter. We're talking about preseason football and their excellent coverage in their annual preseason issue of Forsyth County football. So terrific stuff so far, Derek. Y'all stand by. We'll come back with part two right after this on Forsyth Sports 365.